Well, it's the beach show.
It's time for the biggest show coming to town this week. It's brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to the GranadaTheater.com website, GranadaTheater.com, for their show listings. I went to the Granada last week, saw the Sarah Jaffe show.
Isn't that awesome?
Folks at the Granada were really nice to us, so thank you.
Did you say hi to Sarah for me?
I did not, but the friends that I went with, I left early, and the friends that I went with ended up next door at the Sundown.
Yeah, Sundowner or whatever.
And that Sarah Jaffe was having a birthday party there. It was her birthday, and they got their pictures with her and got to talk to her.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she and I, the breakup was bad, but the relationship was good when it lasted.
Whatever. Show was great.
She just suddenly lost interest in me.
She's awesome.
And it's also brought to us by Starwood Motors. We have six candidates this week, and these are, while we are in New York City, these are shows that are coming to the Metroplex, not to confuse anybody.
Right.
Biggest show coming to Dallas and or Fort Worth and vicinity. Let's start off with candidate number one tonight at Trees in Dallas, Phil Anselmo. From Pantera.
From Pantera, yeah.
Phil.
Lead singer. Went dead to a gig in 3 days.
That's right. Yeah, so what was that story? Was that in San Antonio when he actually, the heart stopped backstage?
It was here. It was in Dallas.
It was?
And then they did the gig in San Antonio.
He apparently had some, I don't know whether the doctor prescribed it wrong or something, but he had some sort of a medicinal reaction. And supposedly died backstage, and they gave him an adrenaline shot to the heart, and he performed like a day later. That was just what we heard.
It impressed one of our coworkers to say, from dead to a gig.
Dead to a gig in 3 days.
And it's pretty impressive.
Yes.
So I guess he's solo now.
He's
got his solo career.
Indeed. And I don't know what... drummer.
Vinnie Paul.
What's Vinnie Paul doing now?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
Stuff.
Thank you. Sure.
Yeah, we have Ty in for Rich this morning, so we don't have our metal expert with us.
Quack.
All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate number two, Thursday night at the Windstar in Thackerville, Oklahoma, just up the road.
Yeah.
The Randy Rogers Band.
Oh, man, I'm missing that this week.
When is he going to give
That's
it up?
That's great.
Oh, God.
Well, whenever his greatness runs out, which will be never because he'll be great forever.
Ran out at birth.
No, not really.
Yep.
I'm still reeling from when they were in studio and George had a real honest, nice thank you to Randy Rogers for inspiring him. And then Randy just totally blew you off.
He was distracted. I didn't take it that way. Oh, someone was talking behind him or something. I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah, he was looking you in the eyes.
This was like this was you confessing a deep love for him, and you were crying. And
okay.
Now, that's exaggerated.
Exaggerated.
The story is good enough without the exaggeration.
It was an odd moment. I will admit that, but that's okay. He was distracted. He had so much musical genius going on in his brain.
But you basically said that he had reinvented and reinvigorated your life and... I mean, it was really heartfelt stuff.
And he didn't even say, that's nice, or I appreciate you saying that, or thank you. He just immediately changed topics.
Well, he immediately said, hey, Cornbread's on the phone over there. He's buying a house.
Chops.
Chops is over there. He's buying a house.
Johnny Chops Richardson is bass player. Well, despite all that, if you want to see a great show, go to the Windstar on Thursday night to see Randy Rogers. And Randy Black, the greatest fiddle player in the history of fiddle playing.
Yeah, but if you expect Randy to be interested in your life when you go there, you'll be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, he may not be, but that's okay. He's got too much. He's got enough things to worry about.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the Verizon. It's the Sonmore Tour, featuring comedians Bill Bellamy, Tommy Davidson, and Mark Curry.
How many people here use Facebook? Anybody use Facebook?
This is Bill Bellamy.
We rely on Facebook. No, like, it's a part of our life now, Facebook. But y'all don't realize Facebook ran around a long time. Yes. Yes, it has. My daddy was the first human Facebook. Yes, he was. My daddy gave you the update on family every day. Come in the living room. All right. What's up, boy? Y'all all right? Okay. You know, your cousin just got out of jail. Yeah, boy. He going back in. He'll be all right. He'll be right back in there. Give you relationship stuff. Hey, you know what happened, right? You know Brenda and Charles broke up again. Yeah, but it's the eighth time. She'll go back. She'll go back. She love that man. He give you likes. Boy, you see Halle Berry yesterday? Boy, I like that. Yes, sir, I like that. All right, I guess I'm going to get on out of here. I'll go upstairs and poke your mama. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So when's the funny stuff?
So, yeah. I guess it's stand up without jokes. Is that his thing?
What you guy? You guys are jerks.
This is why I hate putting stand ups on this segment.
That is unfair. A guy builds up his routine. You just take a 15-second clip, and then we go, that's not funny.
And just sit back and say, sucks.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, Ty, when's the funny stuff? It's whenever your mic is off.
Ty, don't let them beat you down.
I'm sorry, Ty.
We're just having fun. We were privately praising you.
We know we love you. We
That's
know
okay.
we love you.
We know
you
we love
know
you.
That we love you.
We need to be in love with you
right now.
Yuck.
All right, candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Arlington Music Hall, The Great Charlie Pride.
All right.
But just don't ask him how old he is.
What is that story again?
That was when I was playing golf in a group either in front of him or behind him. And someone asked him how old he was, and he went into a routine that went for about 10 minutes.
Was it funny? Or was it like Ty Walker?
Leave me out of this.
It's another joke.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I love Charlie. I got to play a gig with him once, too. He's very, very sweet man.
Is he still a part owner of the Rangers? Does he have a little piece of them, I think?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Of course, he went to spring training with him forever.
Like anyone can even know that.
Somebody can know that.
Remember, he used to get in uniform back in the 80s.
Take BP.
Because he was a baseball player.
Uh-huh. I still think what he did in his career is absolutely amazing, to be a black man and succeed in country music in that time period.
Yeah.
I just think that's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm staying away from this subject.
Well, and you heard the stories. I think Charlie has told the stories of when he first broke onto the scene in Nashville and people heard his music, came out to see him, and then he's on stage and they're like, where's Charlie Pride?
Yeah.
With that's a black guy on stage. We're here to see Charlie Pride. People couldn't believe it.
Yeah. He's greatness.
Black man.
Hang on, Norm.
All right, candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week, also Saturday at the American Airlines Center, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes.
Yeah, take your kids. That is such a great family event.
I love the Harlem. You know, I was just doing a lot of reading on them for some reason recently, and I don't know why, but I got to reading about them and their current lineup and how long the guys play, how long did Metalark Lemon play, and their ridiculous lossless streak. How would you say that? Winning streak.
Winning streak, yeah.
Yeah.
Lossless streak.
Oh, why does that paper let me write for them? I have no idea.
You know, as a kid, when you could order those books through school, remember you'd get the, I don't know what it was. Was it Weekly Reader? Or I can't remember.
Scholastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Weekly Reader.
One of the first books I remember ordering was A History of the Globetrotters.
Mm-hmm.
Abe Saperstein starting them and through the Marcus Haynes years. And then that was back in the 70s. And I think that was kind of their heyday because that was Curly Neal and Meadowlark Lemon and Geese Ausby, was it?
Yep.
And
a guy named Geese.
You know, in Oklahoma City, and I always say now whenever I talk to someone from Oklahoma City, you people are so lucky. I would have killed for an NBA team in Oklahoma City, right? Now they've got the Thunder. They've got a great one. But when the Globetrotters would come to town, that was the closest thing we got to pro basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal in person, that was like, for me, seeing Pistol Pete and George Gervin in person.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys were just legends to
me. And it was such a bonus when you would get them on the wide world of sports.
Yeah.
I never saw them in person until I was an adult, and I took my kids to go
see them. Oh, really?
Yeah. I never got to see them as a kid.
And then, you know, Wilt used to be a Globetrotter.
Mm-hmm.
Started off as one. Yeah, I'm trying to find their ridiculous win streak that they had. It was unbelievable.
Wasn't it 12,000 games or 13,000 games? I think it was something like 12,000.
Yeah.
700.
Yeah, something crazy that wouldn't even fit in their actual timeline.
Right. You know,
it's
right.
Also made up. All right, they've retired a few numbers. They retired, you remember Curly Neal's number?
Was he double zero?
I'm bad
double
with
zero.
Numbers.
Yeah, okay.
They retired Reese the Boy Needham's number.
Don't remember.
I don't either. He retired. They retired his in 2002. Nick Baller Walker's number of 02 has been retired. Marcus Haynes' number of 20 has been retired. And Wilt's number 13 has been retired.
Not Metal Arc?
No, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Was he 13?
Can't remember.
And there are 8 people that have been named honorary members of the team. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Nelson Mandela, Henry Kissinger, Bob Hope, Whoopi Goldberg, Jackie Joyner Kersee, Jesse Jackson, and Pope John Paul II are all honorary Globetrotters. So ridiculous.
Okay. Their overall record... Oh, this is as of a couple of years ago. They hit 22,000 wins.
That's great.
With 345 losses.
Awesome. And, you know, they would draft people. They would, like, draft people who would never play for them, but they'd draft them anyway. And I want to say that's how, like, they would draft, like, the Pope and stuff.
Oh, here it is, Gordon. In 95, an all-star team led by Kareem beat them in Austria, ending their win streak at 8,829 in a row.
Yeah, and they've gone through these periods where they will play like college teams straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And like Kareem's All-Stars that they played there, they did that straight up. And
they lost to Michigan State in 2000,
right?
72-68. That broke a 1,000-game win streak.
Man, I loved him. I need to figure out which year I saw him when I was a kid, because I thought that was just the funniest stuff ever.
Oh, I did too.
Loved all those gags, the bucket of confetti, remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And the ball that had the rubber band on it that you throw and it bounced back to him. All that stupid
tricked
stuff.
Tricked up
so
sports,
great.
So you loved it.
I loved it. Tricked up sports. They had funny gags. Greatest uniforms in the history of basketball.
Loved them.
Yeah.
That red, white, and blue. That sweet Georgia brown. God, I love that song.
As a kid, I was obsessed with the red stars with the yellow outline on their tops, because that red looked so rich to me. Mm-hmm. It was such a beautiful red, and their uniforms were shiny.
Metal Arc Lemon is still with us. He's 81, and he wore the unstable number of 36.
What a terrible number.
You can't wear that in basketball because you can't say that to the scorer's table.
Right.
Great. And just the name rolls. Harlem Globetrotters.
Yep.
Magical name.
All right. And Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday at the Verizon, the comedic stylings of Mike Epps.
He's a comedian, so let's just not play anything.
Okay.
Oh,
I bet he's funny.
There's a lot of little players in here tonight. Yeah. The old players. I like the little old players now.
George said this is the same guy as before.
70-something. Them old men don't never wear no underwear on, do they? Tight-ass little Easter pants, balls, and change on one side. They all sit in the club with their legs wide open.
All right, that was funny.
That is funny. Is he talking about old black men?
Yeah.
Wearing Easter pants. Now that's funny right there. Easter pants.
Legs wide.
Black man.
All right, he's in.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is at Candidate 1, tonight at Trees, Phil Anselmo. Candidate 2, Thursday at the Windstar, Randy Rogers Band. Candidate 3, Friday at Verizon, the Sonamore Tour featuring Bill Bellamy. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Arlington Music Hall, Charlie Pride. Candidate 5, Saturday at the AAC, the Harlem Globetrotters. Or Candidate 6, Saturday at Verizon, Mike Epps. George.
I will vote for the Randy Rogers Band.
Oh, the guy that hates
without
you?
Without question.
The guy that makes fun of your life to your face?
No, he doesn't.
Gordo?
I'm going to go with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Voting for Rich Phillips, we have the always funny Ty Walker.
I know funny, but I'm going to go with the Globetrotters.
All right. Jeremy.
Globetrotters.
Fernando.
Globetrotters.
I'm going to go with the Globetrotters as well. So 5-1, Saturday, American Airlines Center, biggest show, the Harlem Globetrotters.
What's next in the corner?
In the corner, Giorgio takes out the wireless microphone.
That's you.
Oh, I'm going to take out the wireless microphone and try not to get us kicked out of here.